Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Daniel 9, 1 to 14. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 14. It was the first year of the reign of Darius the Mede, the son of Ahasuerus, who became king of the Babylonians. During the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, learned from reading the word of the Lord, as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet, that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. I also wore rough burlap and sprinkled myself with ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commands. But we have sinned and done wrong. We have rebelled against you and scorned your commands and regulations. We have refused to listen to your servants and prophets who spoke on your authority to our kings and princes and ancestors and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are in the right. But as you see, our faces are covered with shame. This is true of all of us, including the people of Judah and Jerusalem and all Israel, scattered near and far, wherever you have driven us because of our disloyalty to you. O Lord, we and our kings, princes, and ancestors are covered with shame because we have sinned against you. But the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God, for we have not followed the instructions he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has disobeyed your instruction and turned away, refusing to listen to your voice. So now the solemn curses and judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured down on us because of our sins. You have kept your word and done to us and our rulers exactly as you warned. Never has there been such a disaster as happened in Jerusalem. Every curse written against us in the law of Moses has come true. Yet we have refused to seek mercy from the Lord our God by turning from our sins and recognizing his truth. Therefore, the Lord has brought upon us the disaster he prepared. The Lord our God was right to do all of these things, for we did not obey him. My theme for reflection is when confession becomes courage. When confession becomes courage. It is often said that confession is good for the soul, but if we are honest, it rarely feels that way at first. Most of us would rather clean the house before guests arrive than admit how messy it usually is. We do the same with our hearts. Cover, hide, or distract rather than face the chaos within. But Daniel 9:1 to 14 invites us to see confession not as humiliation, but as courage, the kind of courage that looks sin squarely in the face, names it without excuse, and then entrusts it to God's mercy. Daniel is not recounting a pleasant memory. His people are in exile, their city in ruins, and their covenant broken. The problem is clear. Israel has ignored God's commands, rejected God's prophets, and chosen rebellion over obedience. Daniel does not sugarcoat it. He doesn't say mistakes were made, as politicians often do. He says we have sinned, we have rebelled, and we have turned away. Daniel's prayer gives voice to a crushing reality. Human sin, personal and collective, has consequences that can devastate families, communities, and even nations. Yet, here is where God enters the narrative, not as a distant observer, but as the righteous judge who also remains the covenant-keeping God. Daniel acknowledges that while shame belongs to the people, righteousness belongs to God. He sees that confession is not despair but hope. Why? Because in confessing, he is still speaking to the one who listens. The very act of lament and confession proves that exile is not the end of the story. For us today, the mirror is uncomfortably close. We see nations stockpiling weapons while children starve. We see communities fractured by racism, greed, and indifference. We see families torn apart by betrayal and abuse. We see churches distracted by self-preservation instead of embodying the gospel of love. Daniel may feel easier. Denial, may feel easier. But Daniel shows us the braver path. Confession that admits our guilt and pleads for God's mercy. As the theologian N.T. Wright has put it, when we learn to lament, to name the pain and the sin, we are not wallowing in despair. We are joining Jesus in the place where the world is in pain and opening ourselves to the possibility of resurrection. Confession, then, is not groveling. It is standing with Christ in the wounds of the world, believing that God's love is stronger than our failures. And what does this mean for us? It means we are called to move beyond private sorrow into communal repentance. It means refusing to ignore systemic sin, whether structural injustice, violence against the vulnerable, or environmental neglect. It means naming both what we have done and what we have left undone. Like Daniel, we can pray on behalf of our families, our churches, even our nations, trusting that God hears prayers, prayers of confession and delights to forgive. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life or community have I been tempted to minimize sin instead of confessing it? Number two, how can confession become not only my personal practice, but part of the healing of the world? And now our practical exercise. Take 5 minutes to pray Daniel's words in your own language. Write down one sin, personal or communal, that weighs on your heart. Then instead of burying it, bring it into the light before God in prayer, asking not only for forgiveness, but also for transformation. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned in what we have done, in what we have failed to do, in what we have ignored, and in what we have excused. Like Daniel, we turn our faces toward you, the covenant-keeping God, asking for mercy not because of our righteousness, but because of your great compassion. Heal our hearts, cleanse our communities, and renew our world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.